Psalms 78, verse 53, and he led them, and this is talking about referring back to the children of Israel, the Red Sea, and God helping his children get on the other side, and Pharaoh's army drowned in the Red Sea. And he said, and he led them on safely so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. So when you read this word overwhelmed, here the Bible, and actually it's the same Hebrew word is used here, mentioned about 8 times in the Bible, the word overwhelmed. Matter of fact, all 8 times is mentioned in the book of Psalms. And that reference in chapter 78 and verse 53 referred to, of course, the enemy, Pharaoh and his army that were drowned in the Red Sea. And the Bible said they were overwhelmed. They were covered up, if you will, by the Red Sea. And David said in this psalm, of course, he's not in a Red Sea, but he's painting a picture here. And he said, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed and it's covered over, and he said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou, and this is the reason he prays this, and I can done feel the Lord, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from, for thou hast, Lord, you've done it before, and Lord, I need you again, one more time, to help me. Now, it's sort of, I don't know if it's a coincidence, but if you remember in the book of Psalms, chapter 23, David talks about the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want, and he leadeth me. David knew about the leading of the Lord. Amen. I want to try to preach on a rock in a weary land. How many's ever heard that old, you probably haven't, it's probably a Kentucky song, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He's a lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's that rock in a weary land. I want to try to preach about that with the Lord's help. David here is at probably the lowest point of his life in this particular Psalms here. Matter of fact, if you got a Thompson Chain reference right under Psalm 61, it says David flees to God. He was perpetual. He vows perpetual service unto him. Now, this is the time that David was at his lowest. It was actually after Bathsheba, after Uriah, and it was after the death of his infant child. It was after Amnon raped his own sister. It was after Absalom had Amnon killed for doing that. And then it was even after Absalom's rebellion that drove David away from the throne. And David hears of Absalom's death, of Absalom hanging in the tree by the head of his hair. And of course, that's all, every one of those things, the death of the infant, the rape of his daughter by his own son. Absalom has Amnon killed. Amen. And then Absalom in his rebellion drives out his own father from the throne. And then Absalom dies himself. And David's mind knows, and David's heart knows, it's all because of his own doing. And that is, and of course I've been saved by the help of the Lord 25 years. But I'll tell you, one of the lowest times you'll ever feel is when God chastens you. It's not a pleasant thing to be chastened of the Lord. It's not even the Bible teaches in Hebrews, and I didn't plan on going this direction, but the Bible even teaches in Hebrews that it's not a joyous thing to be chastened of the Lord. Amen. But it does work and produce a righteousness in your heart. And the Bible said in Hebrews that you're not even one of God's children if you don't have the chastening of the Lord. But anyways, David, he paints a picture here. David paints this picture. Yes, amen. David was a broken-hearted man when this psalm was first penned. David, in his first mention in the Bible, in the book of Ruth, chapter 4, in verse 17, as being the son of Jesse, David said in Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters." But here in this text, David isn't painting a peaceful picture here, if you will. And this picture, David is picturing, amen, like a man, like on a ship, on a tossed sea, driven to and fro. Amen. It doesn't give a lot of detail, but when you look at that word, overwhelmed, amen, when my heart is crushed, when everything in my life, amen, is just shaky. I want to tell you, my friend, we're in a world, we're in a society that is shaky. The economy is shaky, isn't it? Amen. The United States is shaky. Just a few years ago, the United States was a lender nation, but now we're a nation that's in the trillions in debt. Amen. And there's a lot of things that's shaky. The economy's shaky. A lot of homes are shaky. A lot of marriages, even churches, seem to be somewhat unstable. But I want to tell you something. There is still a solid rock in God. The Bible said in Acts 13 and verse 22, "I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart." But then you have David in 2 Samuel chapter 11. The Bible said, "And when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when the mourning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house, and she became his wife and bare him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord." Amen. David, though, amen, all this took place in the life of David, amen, in a chapter. David is still one of the most prominent figures in the history of the entire world. A mountain peak among Bible characters. He's the most famous ancestor of Christ. I don't know if you've ever noticed it or not, but Jesus is not called the son of Abraham. He's not called the son of Jacob. He's not called the son of Moses, but he's called the son of David. David shows us how to sincerely repent. Amen. We preached, what was it, a week or so ago, whenever it was, about the matter of Uriah, about the sin of David, but also David was a man that knew how to repent. The sincerity of David's repentance is shown by what he said in that great Psalms 51. And I love this. "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. It was not the loss of his kingdom or the loss of his life or the loss of his pleasures that troubled David, but the fear that he might lose the presence of God. There indeed he was the man after God's own heart, because above all else he treasured the friendship of God. Amen. I want to say something. The greatest possession of life is the friendship of God. Because I've seen men have mansions on a hill, so to speak. Amen. And time come and go and they lose those mansions. I've seen what it seemed like a perfect marriage, 20 and 30 and 40 years of marriage, and somehow something happened, man, and that stability is no longer stable. It's, amen, and crushed. But yet there is still one thing that is as solid as it was since I first came to Christ, and that is God. God has got the same amount of power today as he did June the 29th, 1983. I trust God more, Brother Russell, than I did then, because I've got 25 years. David said, for thou hast been a shelter. Right now I'm into it. Right now I can't feel the bottom. Right now I feel like I'm sinking. Right now I feel like my heart's being overwhelmed. But God, this one thing I do, would you please take my hand and lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, I'd like to help somebody here tonight. The greatest possession of life is the friendship of God. The greatest possession in my life has been the friendship of God. I have never regretted bowing my knee. Been on June the 29th in that little church of God, gave my heart to Christ. Because when my world at times seemed like has crumbled beneath me, and it seemed like there wasn't anything to stand on, and it seemed like the world had knocked out both crutches, there is a God. There is a rock. It might seem like it's a hard time. It might seem like you're going through a lonely time. It might seem, amen, when you lay your head on your pillow at night, the thoughts that race through your mind and the enemy's battle that just fights your mind and tells you nobody cares, nobody really, really understands. Amen. I gotta say something. You gotta say, devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, because there is one, amen, that does care. He can be touched with my feelings of my infirmity. He knows what loneliness is. He knows what rejection is. He knows what it is to have friends to lean on and those friends turn their back. Amen. But he knows. But I'm glad that David said, hear my cry, attend unto my prayer. And when my heart, God, is overwhelmed, lead me when I can't help myself. God, when I can't get to you myself, lead me to that rock. David, amen, hears of Absalom's death. And of course he cries out, my son Absalom, would to God I had died for you. You ever wish you'd have made better choices? You ever wish you'd have made better decisions? You ever wish you'd have done things a little different after the result of your decision has taken place? You ever wish you could go back in time? You ever wish you could take the hourglass of time and flip it back over? I have. There's been times I wish, Brother Daniel, that I could go and take the hourglass of time and flip it back over in my life, because I've made some stupid mistakes. Man, I've made some unwise decisions. I've done some unprayerful things, and I wish I could go back, but there's no way you can go back. And David feels like that. His heart is crying here. I mean, every part of his being, he feels like he is just about to go under. But if he can get on that rock, feet. If he can get on that rock, did you know, amen, how many references to the rock, amen, of our salvation? Psalms 18 verse 2 said, the Lord is my rock. Psalms 92 verse 15 says, he is my rock. First Samuel, Hannah prayed out and she said, neither is there any rock like our God. Second Samuel 22 says, the Lord is my rock. Amen. Verse 32 said, who is a rock save our God? Psalms 18, 31 said, who is a rock save our God? Psalms 22, verse 47 said, blessed be my rock. Exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. I want to tell you, the world might crumble. The United States might go under. We might become like other nations and have a dictator over us. I do not know. Amen. I know it looks pretty bleak in the book of Revelation. Amen. But my faith does not rest on the United States of America. My faith does not rest in a Democrat or a Republican president. My faith does not rest in the economy of this world. Amen. I believe if God meant for it to be, he could feed me with the sparrows. He could have crows to fly in and bring my food like he did prophets of old. And he could feed you at times when you think that you can't go on. Psalms 28 verse 1, unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. You know, when they put Jesus Christ in the tomb there and they rolled the big old stone about the door, all they did was rock in the rock of ages. Amen. There was a rock in a rock. Rock around a rock under a rock over a rock. He just rocked in the rock of ages. Amen. But what they did not know, they rocked in the rock of ages, which created the rock that they rolled at. I mean, God knew that rock better than, are you with me? They just rocked in the rock of ages. God doesn't have moves. God doesn't have moves. Now, sometimes I am. I know y'all probably never moody. Probably. You see how many halos I see out there? Probably never, none of y'all are probably never moody. But the truth is, we're human. We're moody at times. If we feel bad, we're moody. We don't want to be messed with. I mean, if we're, you know, if we come in from work and you're wore out, tired, and you just, you know, you want to take a nap, you're just moody. And your wife, you've had a bad day, you went to Walmart for that special and they done sold out, and you come home and you're all pouting and mad and fussy and, you know, you're just moody. You go fishing, you don't catch no fish, Brother Jonathan. Amen. And you don't catch any fish, you just can get moody if you're not careful. Of course, I caught some, but they didn't. You can get moody, but God isn't moody. I know that's a little comical. I meant it to be, but God isn't moody. You can't catch God in a bad mood. God isn't moody. God isn't a bad mood or a good mood. He's just God. Matter of fact, God is not even a big God, because you can't put a size on God. We say that because that's the way us humans think. We think big. We think gigantic. We think huge, and we try to put God in a measurement, but you can't even, that's not even really biblical to say God's a big God, because God isn't even big. He's just God. I mean, the earth is his footstool and heaven is his throne. I mean, if God wants to, he can just put his foot on the old earth here and just, you know, rest. That's just God. He's not moody. He is a rock that is higher than David knew. Yes, David was at a low time. He was at a dark time. He was feeling bluer than a fishhook. He was terrible. But he knew that the friendship of God, God, I'm weak, I'm frail, I'm sorry, but God, please lead me to that rock. God. Oh God, when my heart can't hang on no longer, when my emotions feel like I'm going to have a nervous breakdown, take a hold of my hand and lead me to that rock. God, put me on that rock. I feel like I'm on shifting sand. I feel like my nerves is going to come. I feel my whole self shaking on the inside. your hands and love the Lord. Oh, God. Lead me to that rod, God. I don't know how I'm going to pay the rent because all my money's spent. And I feel busted and disgusted. But oh, God, lead me to that rock. For thou hast been. I mean, you got to read between the lines here. David had some memories. He remembers a time before. He remembers a time before Absalom, and he remembers a time before Amnon, and he remembers a time before the death of the infant. He remembers a time before Uriah. He remembers a time before Bathsheba. Amen. When he was innocent. When he fought that bear and God helped him slay the bear and the old lion come out and God helped him. He remembered, for thou hast been a shelter. Lord, I know I've made some stupid mistakes and here I am, you know, and here I, Lord, but thou hast been a shelter. God, you've come to me in the time of trouble. You come to me when storm clouds was on every side, for thou hast been a shelter and a strong tower. Woo! That means ever went to prayer and felt God just, amen. Notice what he said. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, God. Woo! God, gather me around like a hen does her brood. Put me under your feathers, God. Amen. I know I'll be safe and every now and then I'll peek through. Amen. Till the storm passes by. I won't talk about a rock. You might have walked in here and felt like your world was coming to an end and felt like everything underneath you that you did stand on, you did lean on, is now gone. But I will tell you, there's a God. I said, there's a God. I said, there's a God that you can lean on in the midnight hour. There's a God when you feel like you can't go on. God can help you. God can help you. Woo! Hallelujah! I feel the Holy Ghost here. David said, lead me. David's at rock bottom. He realizes his only hope is to draw the attention of heaven. And that's when he cries, lead me. Lead me. Lead me talks about the gentleness of Christ. It does not read, force me to the rock, but lead me. Oh, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. You see, the shepherd never walks behind drive sheep, but he walks before them and they follow where he leads. The pathway to the rock can never be found alone because we're blinded by sin and therefore must be led to Calvary's light. Lead me. Me is a personal word. The publican cried, God, be merciful to me. Paul's prayer was, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Thank you, Ike, for helping me. I appreciate that. Pretty good when you have a boy help you preach, and you the dad. Thank you, Ike. Lead me to the rock. To the rock means, talks about the stability of Christ. Wow. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me myself in thee. What are we going to do when the end of time comes? Going to hide in that rock. Moses said in Deuteronomy 32:31, for their rock, For their rock is not like our. The world's rock is money. Am I telling it right? The world's rock is oil. Who controls the oil controls the world. That's their concept. You don't believe that? That's why they have wars over there. Who controls the oil controls. Ain't it funny how God put that oil over in the Middle East? I mean, go past 100 years, go back before pre-1900. Oil? Who heard of oil? Who needed oil? But ain't it funny how that God in His Word, the attention of the world was going to be in the Middle East toward the end time? And God put all that oil, and all of a sudden it just discovered in the last 100 years. Fussing and fighting over that oil. I don't know, maybe it was like the old man that went out and shot for a squirrel and he missed and up come a bubbling. What are y'all laughing at? Huh? Ain't it fun how that God put that over there? And just put that over right in them. And that's the world's rock. Oil, money, gold, commerce. David realized. David was a wealthy man. But when he got down to the bottom, it wasn't, oh God, don't take my money. Don't take thy kingdom. Don't take it. But don't take thy presence. I'd rather die a pauper with the presence of God than a millionaire going to hell. Oh God. I'll say it again. I'd rather die a pauper, amen, living on food stamps than go to hell a millionaire. Because I believe that this world that we see is only temporal. And this world, my friend, is not my home. I'm just passing through. I'm a pilgrim and I'm a stranger. I'm looking for a city which builder and maker is God. I'm talking about a rock that's solid. I'm talking about a rock that is sure. I'm on a sure foundation. Woo! Talking about a rock. Highest was the name whereby God was known in the Old Testament. Glory to God in the highest. I need someone high. When I'm drowning, I don't want nobody to can't swim. Now I'm out there drowning, Brother John. Don't send somebody to come get me that can't swim. No, I don't want nobody like that. Amen. I want somebody that's standing on shore. Amen. Throw me a life jacket. Sew me a life. You know, don't come out there and drown with me. Amen. But a lot of folks, when they get in trouble, they'll suck on a marijuana joint or something. When they're sinking in despair and they're depressed and they're all down and out and life just ain't going great, they'll pop a pill. They'll lean on a pill. Come on here. They'll put a bottle of liquor to the mouth and go, you know, shed a tear in their beer, so to speak. Huh? And they'll lean on that. But then what happens when they wake up the next morning, Brother Harris? It's still shaky underneath them. It's still everything. Some folks, it's so shaky under, they take a 38 special and put it right there to the temple and pull the trigger. Because they feel like there's nothing else to live for. But they don't know there's a rock. There's a rock. We cannot reach that rock by our own effort. But the Lord can take us up and put us there. I like this, and I'm closing. Come to the piano, Hope. Although He is the highest, yet He dwells with the lowest. Although He is the highest, yet He dwells. God has two thrones, one man said, one in heaven and the other within the heart of His own. Isaiah 57:15 said, thus saith the Lord, high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place. also with him that is of a contrite and humble spirit. He said, thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, but also with him that is of a contrite and a broken spirit. He sits on high and he looks down low. You mean God that created the heaven and the earth and hung the moon out there on nothing and dusted his hands and the dust from the moon became the stars? Wow. You ought to hear the old black preacher preach on he's the best I've ever seen. And in the beginning of that message, he opens up with a courtroom. And God is the judge. You have the prosecuting attorney and the defendant. And they're trying to find out if Jesus is the best they've ever seen. And they have some witnesses there. Time is a witness. Death is a witness. I think eternity. Now they will forget when old death takes the stand. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, God? I do. Sit down. Tell us about yourself. Well, Judge, I had my beginning in the Garden of Eden when Eve took of that forbidden and death came to. That's when I began. And prosecuting attorney says, tell us now. Going to cross exam. Tell us about yourself. And I've never lost a one. Are you sure? Well, there was that one that named Enoch that was sort of, he got away from it, but he was walking with the judge. Y'all get that? He was walking with the judge, you know, and one day he got so close to God's house, he didn't come back. He just went on. And there was another one. And he goes on down. Well, have you ever come in contact with Jesus? Oh, yeah, I know Jesus. And said, when they put him in that tomb, said, though Satan told me I better keep a hold on him because they said in 3 days. And said, I put a grip on him tighter than anybody I've ever. He said, I'm telling you though, on that third day, he arose from the dead. Oh, Dad, tell us about, is he the best? He's the best I've ever seen. Time take the stand. Time takes the stand and do something. I do, sit down, tell us about. Well, you see, I began when God said, let there be light. Tell us about, I've been around a long while. Tell us about, how you contact with G? Well, I used to just be one common time, but when Jesus died, I became divided. Now I'm before Christ and after. Well, time, you've seen many people. Yes, I've seen them. Man, the old black preacher, you know how they do. He said, I've seen Father Abraham on that mountain with his son Isaac. I've seen Moses at the burning bush. I've seen Joseph, amen, when God remembered him, amen, when the judge remembered him in that. Well, tell us about Jesus. Tom says, well, he's the best I've ever seen. What a friend we have in Jesus. You ever had a preacher let you down? You ever had a friend let you down? I have. You ever had your spouse to maybe let you down, you know, in a degree? You ever had your children sort of not? But I can honestly say, I've never had God to let me down. Never. I've let him down, Brother Daniel. He's never let me down. Let's all stand. There's a rock. There's a rock, church. There's a rock, there's a rock, there's a rock. In prayer this morning, here in this church, I was praying, and I've been burdened for two or three, for some time, for a couple of weeks, but I was really just in burden for the Lord, praying for some that's sitting right here tonight. Not in a way that they're wayward or nothing bad, but just burden felt like they'd had, you know, about as much as they can handle. Maybe it got worse this week. I have no idea. But just in praying this morning, I want to tell you there's somebody you can lean on in the midnight hour. We have several widows here. We have several people that are divorced and live alone. That's a trying thing to do. Only them and God knows. Most of us haven't been there yet. We don't know. But there's a God, Sister Carolyn, that they can call on in the midnight hour. Brother Houston, and I know I got you standing, forgive me. I'm not usually bad for this. Brother Houston told about that 92-year-old Holy Ghost-filled grandma. She woke up in the middle of the night and heard a burglar in the house. Just tearing everything apart. And she said, fear come over her heart, Brother Troy, and she said, oh, God. And she said, all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost spoke to her and said, you get up and go in there. And said, God, I'm just 90, I'm frail, I'm just a... And she, again, the Spirit spoke to her and said, get up and go in there. And she said, I walked in there, and Brother Houston told this, he knew the lady. And Brother Houston said it, she said, I walked in there, and she said, I seen him just tearing my stuff all to pieces, putting a pile over here. And she said, all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost come on me, though. And she said, I started speaking in tongues. And she said, I seen him look at me. But she said, I started crying, speaking in tongues, started shouting and speaking in tongues as hard as I could. And she said, I don't know how long I did that, but when I come to myself, a few minutes later, the door was open. He was gone. All her stuff was still there. And she never heard from him again. Whew. I was preaching up in for Alvin Doval. 8 years ago, and there was a serial killer that caught little girls and would violently rape them and kill them. And they had picked a little girl, he had picked up a little girl, I want to think 10. I mean, she wasn't even a teenager, I do remember that. And he picked her up, and the word went out in Virginia, and, you know, U.S., all the news media and everything, just, you know, trying to put that alert out there when I was up there. And they found her the next day or two, and they asked her what happened. And they said, he took me down a dark road, and I don't know where I was at. And she said he started to, and said, before he ever touched me, she said, I started praying. Little girl, Jesus, would you help me right now? Jesus, save this man. Jesus, touch this man. Don't let him hurt me, God. And she said, I just started praying and to God, asking the Lord to help this man. And said, this grown man started crying and he got mad and he threw me down and he left. And she was protected. She found that rock in a weary land. This altar is open tonight, friend. Come on. I'm telling you, there's a real God. Woo! It is not a figment of my imagination. There is a real God that loves you, that loves his people. Come on. Come on, church. There's a house full of folks here that love God with all their heart. Come on. God's for you tonight. Sing hope. Oh, a rock in a weary land. Huh? 8:30. You got plenty of time to pray.
If I go with nobody else to turn to, Who do I talk to?
Who do I talk to?
When there's nobody there.
Nobody there to listen.
Who do I lean
on? Who am I going to lean on?
When there's no foundation.
Woo! Stable. I feel the Holy Ghost here this night.
I know that's able. I go
to the rock. Sing it, hope.
I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the storm that the builders rejected. I run to the mountains and the mountains stand by
what
me.
What are you facing?
The earth all around me is sinking sand.
He knows
all
he cares.
The solid rock I stand.
When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Sing it.
I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the
oh, yes.
I see the mountains. Come on. And the mountains
come on.
Stand by me.
Oh.
The earth all around me.
When earth all around me is shaking sand.
The solid rock I stand.
When I need a friend,
I go to the rock.
Hallelujah.
Where can I hide till the storms are all passed over?
Where can I run to?
Where
can I run to?
When the winds of sorrow threaten, is there a refuge? In this time of great tribulation, when my soul needs a consolation, I go to the rock.
I go to the rock.
My salvation.
Yes, come
I go
on.
To the stone that
the builders rejected.
Run to the mountains and
the mountains
stand by me.
Oh, yes.
The earth all around me is sinking sand. All Christ is solid rock I stand.
When I need a friend,
I go to the rock.
Oh, come on.
I go to the rock of my salvation.
You got to rebuke every spirit of fear, every spirit of doubt.
Run to the mountains.
You like Brother Curtis said Sunday night, believe God for a miracle.
The earth all around me is sinking sand. Solid rock I stand.
When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock.
Where do I go when there's nobody else to turn to? Who do I talk to when there's nobody there to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock, I know that's able. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone.
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
Rejected.
Thank you for the rock.
To the mountains and
thank
the
you,
mountains
Lord.
Stand by me.
Oh, come on.
The earth all around me is sinking sand.
Yes, Lord.
That's the solid rock I stand.
Oh,
when I
thank you, Jesus.
When I need a friend, I go.
Come on, sing
to
it,
home.
Sing it.
I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountains and the mountains stand by me.
Oh,
the earth all around me is sinking sand. On Christ, a solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the
oh, hallelujah.
Run to the mountains and the mountains
stands
stand
by me.
Oh, the earth all around me is sinking sand. All Christ is solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Where can I hide? Till the storm passes over. Where can I run to?
Oh, listen, listen.
When the winds of sorrow threaten.
Thank you, Lord.
Refuge?
Is there a refuge?
In the time of great tribulation, when my soul needs a consolation, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountains and the mountains stand by me. The earth all around me is sinking sand. On Christ, a solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go. go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountains and the mountains stand by me. The earth all around me is sinking sand. On Christ, a solid rock I stand.